This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Day 16 of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Russia appears to be trying to regroup and regain momentum. It's bombing more cities and moving closer to the capital of Kyiv. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
A U.S. defense official, speaking on conditions of anonymity, says Russian forces are as close as 9 miles from the city of Kyiv. Satellite photos appear to show a massive convoy that's been poised outside the Ukrainian capital split up and fanning out into towns and forests near the city, with artillery pieces moving into firing positions. The capital's bracing for an onslaught, its mayor claiming it's become practically a fortress protected by armed civilians.
And this morning, both leaders are talking about the war. President Zelensky vowing Ukraine will win, saying they have reached a strategic turning point, though he didn't explain that. Russia's President Putin says there are certain positive developments in the talks between both sides, but he's not explaining that either. The UN Security Council will meet this morning at Russia's request, as Moscow alleges that Ukraine is running chemical and biological labs with U.S. support. The U.S. calls that allegation preposterous. The AP's Mike Gracia.
At the request of Russia, the UN Security Council will meet this morning to discuss Russian allegations that Ukraine is running chemical and biological labs with support from the United States. The accusation first came to light this week from Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova, who presented no evidence. I'm Mike Gracia.
The U.S. is vigorously denying Russia's claims. As much as 4 inches of snow is possible in parts of Mississippi and Alabama overnight into Saturday. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for both areas. This is AP News. How do you feel about voter identification laws? The AP's Jackie Quinn with the results of a new AP poll on the subject.
A new poll finds most Americans support voter identification laws, but there are some concerns minority voters could face exclusion. A new Associated Press NORC poll finds most people are happy with the voting rules in their states, even where new reforms were enacted. 70% favor the idea of requiring a photo ID before someone can cast a ballot, pushed more by the GOP. And a majority favor two Democratic priorities, automatic registration for those eligible, and mail-in ballots. But on the issue of equal access for voting, 86% of Democrats believe more must be done to secure racial equality in voting rights. 40% of Republicans also think so. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.